Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. God bless you all today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. So glad that you've taken the time to join us as we come to you with fresh manna, our daily bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today is, amen, praise God, strengthening the family, outreach ministries. And our topic is going to be part two of teaching families how to celebrate life, how to celebrate the good things in life is what we want to talk about today. Too many times in our past, families come together for sad occasions. And there were the times when family gathered together for reunions to celebrate their growth and good fortune, individually and collectively as a family, and they shared their tests and their trials and how they were going to overcome and what they had endured, amen, and even the pitfalls and challenges that made them stronger and wiser. I tell you, people, we need to once again draw close to those we love, our family, immediate and extended, and celebrate with each other our accomplishments. We don't need to wait until, amen, something has happened or we've lost a loved one. We need to take the time, other than holidays, Get together for prayer. I talked about that this morning in our early morning global prayer. I want to challenge each and every family, amen, especially you that are Christians, to start having prayer on a regular basis in your home, not just when you pray, amen, praise God, but get your families together, amen, once a week at some time, at some point, to pray. There was a time when we came together, we prayed, we sat around the dinner table, and we talked, and we prayed. Amen. We were not allowed to watch television during dinner time. That was a no-no in my mother's house. Amen. Praise God. We were to sit and share our day, our accomplishments, even whatever we may have gone through that particular day. We talked about it at the dinner table. We need to celebrate and appreciate one another. We need to listen to our children. So many times, amen, they in one room, we in another. Parents are in the living room watching TV. Children are upstairs in their room or their bedroom or in the basement doing what they want to do. The family has become dysfunctional because we don't come together anymore to do things. We don't come together to eat. We don't come together, amen, to pray. And sadly, a lot of times we don't even come together, amen, to sleep, all right? Husband sleeping in one room, wife sleeping in another, okay? Amen, praise God. And that ought not to be unless you're sick and afflicted in your body. Amen, husband and wife should be sleeping in the same bed. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. Amen, praise God. The scripture says so, okay? The scripture tells us, amen, praise God, that every wife's desire should be towards her husband. Amen, praise God. When you lay together, when you sleep together, when you hold one another, amen, it builds, it strengthens your marriage relationship. I'm talking about couples now, husband and wife. Amen. I remember my parents used to wait and talk after they went to bed. Amen. Praise God. Because I could hear them talking. I just couldn't always hear what they were saying. But I know they was in the room talking. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever conflict they had, believe me, it got settled before bedtime. I can very seldom remember my father sleeping on the couch or my mother, amen, sleeping in another room. Because, number one, we didn't have that kind of space, okay? Number two, my father was a big man, and my mother didn't want him on the couch. Amen, praise God, messing up. And when we get ready to sit down, it's a dent in the couch. I'm just telling you like it is. He had a favorite chair. He was sitting there like Archie Bunker. I used to watch that. Amen, he's sitting in his favorite chair. Amen, praise God, and not off go to sleep. When bedtime came, Mama woke him up. Amen, praise God. He went to bed. We need to get back into celebrating good things in life. Something so simple. I'm going to tell you about some things that we can do. You don't always have to have money, but we need to celebrate one another. And amen, praise God. And we need to encourage one another. And we start that out, amen. You know, it used to be that we would go to each other's houses to eat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Not just for the holidays. No, I'm telling you, my mother, I still remember her telling my dad to come home for dinner because he would make stops over at my grandmother's house, amen, praise God, many times to eat something that she had fixed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then he'd come home and eat again. He had a good, hearty appetite. Well, I grew up the same way. I remember as a small child, and when I say small, I mean out before school, before kindergarten, we lived with my grandparents. My mother and father lived in the back ends toward the house. It was a huge, I can't think of what they call these houses now, but it was big, amen, praise God. And we stayed towards the back end, and my grandparents stayed near the front. Okay, amen. And I could remember my mom would fix me breakfast, and one of her favorite things, one of my favorite things my mother made was homemade biscuits. Lord, I mean, made from scratch, and they was better than Hungry Jack or Pillsbury dough. Oh, Lord, and she would fix biscuits, hallelujah, and I would eat, and then I would turn around and go up front to my grandmother's house and eat again, okay? I was a little something. I love bread, okay? Amen, praise God. And my mother would get embarrassed. She said, I act like I didn't have no home training. My mother would say, this child act like, amen, I ain't fed her. Well, amen, what goes around, come around. Amen, when I had my house, hallelujah, my daughter is a tall, she's tall, has been tall, amen, most of her life, amen, praise God. But I could tell you, she loved to go from house to house in the family, especially during the holidays. She is known for coming to get her plate. Her family know, her friends know, especially the ones that can cook. I remember Thanksgiving, this girl came. I'm talking about celebrate some good things here. I remember my daughter came home from college. Amen. She was a sophomore in Maryland, Princess Anne. Praise God. She come home. She told me what she wanted to eat. She told her godmama what she wanted to eat. Thank you, Jesus. I think she had two or three she was calling, talking about what she wanted to eat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And she ate a good, healthy plate. Amen. Praise God. Then she got her coat on, and she made her round. Amen. Praise God. What she didn't eat, she had them pack it up. When that girl went back, she drove back to Maryland, she had a food. She had them put them in containers. Amen. She stocked up her refrigerator with greens, fried chicken, potato salad, dressing, turkey, ham. I'm telling you, I said, girl, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You gotta eat, Mom. Amen. Praise God. She missed all that home cooking. Wasn't no shame in her game. She went around and everybody was laughing. Amen. Praise God. About the food. She come over and she called and tell you, I'll be over there. I'm coming to get me a plate. The two or three days, amen, instead of her going shopping on Black Friday, she was going around getting her plate. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That just brings so much joy to my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. And she's still like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, especially with family members, you know, she knows and cook. She'll tell her aunt. And she'll tell, amen, the different ones, I'm looking for some fluff, ain't Pam. Amen, praise God. Or she'll let others know, amen, praise God, in the family. Praise God, when she comes to a different state, hallelujah, praise God. Even here in Texas, oh, she done let the ones know, I'm looking for my enchiladas, my Mexican food. Oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. They just look at me when they see her, and they're like, she's so little. But she loved to eat. Amen. She's learned to celebrate the good things in life, enjoying good food, good company. Nothing more heartwarming to the soul, amen, praise God, than being in good company, being around some people, amen, that you can laugh, that you can talk with. I raised my children like that. Amen, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We traveled a lot. We ate a lot. I packed up food, amen, that never went hungry if it wasn't nothing but some peanut butter and some crackers, amen, or some bologna sandwich and some crackers and some potato chips and some juice. And we got on the road, amen, and we went where we wanted to go and had a good time, amen. My son is known. They're telling me that they're asking for my son in Florida now while my family is on vacation because he is a fisherman. He got it from his grandfather and his uncle, and I mean he can catch some bass and some catfish and then turn around, amen, and clean them up, gut them, and fry them. Oh, God, I remember the first time I had fish and grits. I thought you only ate fish with french fries. This boy got up and cooked me some fish and made me some grits and eggs. Lord, have mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. and that one of his cousins was asking about him on this week, amen, wanting to go fishing with my son. He remembers how my son used to go to Florida and fish, amen, praise God, when he was just a little boy. See, you never know the memories that you are making with your children and your grandchildren and even your family. I got some wonderful good memories of good things that I have done. I want to read a little bit just to help encourage and inspire you from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? That's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9. You know, I tried to tell my children's father and my son-in-law, amen, they're working now, rebuilding and remodeling, amen, praise God, the grandmother and mother's home there in Florida. Hallelujah, praise God, and getting it ready. And, you know, praise God, and they're working together. Amen. Many times you not only can come play together, but you can work together. You'd be surprised. You know, that's one thing I really admire about the Amish, amen, and even the Mormons. They bring their communities together to work together. They go out into the field, into the harvest, amen. They plant, they sow seed, they gather in the harvest together, amen. Then they come, amen, on the weekends when they have a service, whether it's on the Sabbath or, amen, praise God, on the first day of the week or on Sunday, they gather together for worship. It is a community event. The one they get together, they prepare the meals, amen, praise God, and amen, they worship, and then they sit down and they eat, and the children play, amen, praise God. And that's what I thank God. I had an opportunity to grow up under that same type of environment. We would, amen, get together. I still can remember, I have quilts, amen, that my grandparents, I said grandparents, my grandfather and my grandmother, that was one of their hobbies. They would sit and gather the patches, amen, from old materials collected from the family and make quilts, amen. And I have a couple of them, and my daughter have a couple of them, amen, praise God. And they are precious to me because they were handmade by my grandparents. And many times the women in the family got together, and they were so, amen. I just sit there and look. But I still can remember my aunties and my grandmother, amen, and grandfather sewing and putting together what they call a patchwork quilt. As the Bible says, there's a time to sew, amen, praise God. And we see that in many of these other cultures where they come together to sew, amen, quilts and make different things for the home, knitting. I never cared for knitting. My sister-in-law knitted. Amen. I didn't care for it. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to like everything that somebody else likes, but it should be something that you can do with your family to celebrate and appreciate life and have a good time. It's important. Amen. Praise God. And I'm just going to be telling you, amen, some of the things that we need to be doing, amen, that's right here in this Bible in Ecclesiastes. We should come together to celebrate the birth of a child. or even the announcement. I remember, I use my family, amen. I remember, praise God, when my daughter had her, amen, baby shower, and I helped her and a friend, amen. I did games. I found games, amen, baby games on the computer, amen, praise God. And one of my close friends in Chicago, amen, praise God, she helped me. Oh, she decorated the pizza. We had it at a pizza parlor, amen, because we know everybody likes pizza. And then wouldn't have to fix no food, amen, and we ordered a cake. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, that meant a lot to me and my daughter. Family, friends came, relatives came, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and showered her with gifts. And one of the visions that I have now, pictures I have, was the men trying to put a diaper on a teddy bear, okay, teaching the new father to be, amen, how to put a diaper on a baby. So we had this game to see who could put the diaper on the teddy bear the fastest. Hallelujah. And my brother won, I think, because he got four kids. Amen. Praise God. None of them was in diapers, but praise God, I think he had the most experience out of all the men, and only the men were allowed to play. Oh, and I tell you, I see diapers going backwards. We talking about, amen, cloth diapers we did, and then we did the plastic, the Pampers diapers. Amen. I have pictures of those men trying to put them diapers on that teddy bear. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we had other games. You know, I mean, and it was just a blessing. We laughed. We talked. We had a great time. You're supposed to do that. Amen. It used to be when we had children, we would get together, amen, go over to the couple's house, amen, take, amen, food, so the mother wouldn't have to cook, amen, praise God. Women would go and help clean up, do laundry. Men would go and help whatever work needed to be done around the house, amen. And even before the baby was born, they'd help get the room together or make sure the baby had a crib or all of these things family is supposed to do, amen. We're supposed to celebrate the birth of a child, amen, getting together, praying over that child, amen, what we call christening the baby, amen. Take that baby to church and let the pastor or the priest of your faith pray over your child, okay, amen. Another big thing, engagement and marriage of a couple. Well, I'll use my family again. I remember, amen, my daughter's engagement party was a riot. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Them young ladies, we had it at the hotel. Amen. They did different things. And then they took her out all around Miami. Amen. Praise God. A couple of nights before her wedding, the men took my son-in-law out. The women took my daughter out. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, they had a great, great time. And then the marriage itself. Amen. Marriage is supposed to be a time where families come together to celebrate a new relationship, welcoming, amen, someone into the family. Amen. Not a time where you all stressed out. Amen. It ain't about the food. It ain't about, amen, you know, they make such big drama over who's coming. Don't want Auntie, Uncle so-and-so to come because they don't know how to act. Well, amen, praise God, hallelujah, don't invite them, amen, praise God. But if you do, amen, then do something that's going to keep them occupied so they don't cause a problem, amen. And don't be so stiff. Let me tell you something. I want to talk to the saints for a few minutes. Amen, praise God. We don't know how to enjoy life outside of church. I'm just going to tell you like it is, amen. Everything is a sin. That ain't the scripture. The Bible says that Jesus, amen, sat down and ate with the publicans. Amen. It made his disciples even question what he was doing. Do you know who these people are and what they do? He allowed, amen, praise God, his feet to be washed by a woman whose reputation was less than honorable. Amen. They had the nerve to complain that she could be using the oil for something else other than cleaning his feet. Let me tell you, people of God, amen, we've got to learn to stop finding fault and complaining. They're just spending too much money. That's a waste of good money. They could have bought a house with that money. Listen, amen, you only live once. I don't say live foolishly, amen, praise God, but I do believe that God wants us to enjoy life and that more abundantly. I was reading in Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, verse 13, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy service. 14, O satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. Amen. Walking around here sad, unhappy, lonely, miserable. Amen. You better learn to celebrate life for yourself. Amen. Enjoy. When you accomplish something, when you do something good, reward yourself. Amen. Buy something you like. If there's nothing more, amen, than a shake, amen, praise God, or a smoothie, or a treat, or some chocolate, amen. When you know you've done something good, amen, reward yourself. Reward your children when they do good in school or they follow instructions at home. Amen, praise God. Reward your husband. Amen, praise God. Used to be a time wives would cook their husband their favorite meals to encourage them. They didn't have to wait till Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter to eat the things they like. No, amen, praise God. They would celebrate, amen, praise God, different achievements. Amen, praise God. You're getting a raise on the job, or amen, graduating from high school or college, or amen, praise God, completing and getting your GED or special training program. Amen. There was a time that, amen, we did things, amen, praise God, to celebrate people getting their first home or their apartment. You know, I think about when I first came back here to Texas this year in January, and only one person came to see me. Amen. Nobody came with any baskets, with any fruit. Oh, my God. I remember, amen, praise God, when my parents moved, hallelujah, into their new home and the neighbors, amen, bringing things to welcome them. Yeah, I know you don't trust people now, but when you live in a small community, oh, I thank you, Jesus. One thing I do remember is that my neighbors saw me trying to move, hallelujah, into my apartment by myself and came out and then went and got my other neighbor to help move stuff, amen, in my apartment that week and that month. Amen, praise God. I'm talking about the men got together. Hallelujah, praise God. And, oh, you know, it was such a blessing. It made me feel, oh, I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. Around the right type of people. Amen. I'm not around people that just walk away when you see you hurt or, amen, you're trying to do something or carry some bags. And, oh, I'm around people that actually care. Amen, that are concerned. We need to celebrate good things. You know, we used to be happy when somebody got a new car. Amen, praise God. Or our children got their first car. It might have been raggedy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It may have been old, but they was happy because it was theirs. Amen, praise God. And they would ride around, show all of their friends, hallelujah, go to school, hallelujah, show all of their, you know, classmates, look at my new ride. There is so much in life, amen, that we can celebrate. And we need to take the time while we are yet in the land of the living to celebrate the good things in life, regardless of how small or how big. Well, this is Apostle Loretta Williams. I hope you take this advice and celebrate life. God bless you.